Welcome to Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business, where every week you will learn the secrets to running a business without the stress. Here is your host, Angela Council.
Welcome to Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business, where every week we learn the secrets to being in business and living a great life without all of the stress. My name's Angela Council. I'm a stress and lifestyle mentor. And this week I'm joined by Arabelle Yee. Now, Arabelle is an author, an international speaker and a transformational business coach. She's recently written a book and it's called Little Business Book, The Insider's Guide to Starting a Passionate Business from Scratch. Now, Arabelle was originally born in Burma and she grew up and she was taught the traditions and culture and fitting into a really small society for acceptance. But she always had this big question is there more to life than where we are right now? And I'm going to find out what the answer to that is very shortly. And after she had some major accidents, which we'll learn a little bit more, she found herself creating massive transformations and results in her life, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. So she's brought all of her experience together and she's worked with hundreds of different people, coaching, mentoring, delivering workshops, getting results. And now she works with women across the globe to help them build a life and business they love. She writes frequently about different aspects of business in all the major publications. Arabelle's on a mission to bridge the gap between visionary and reality in people's lives and businesses, and she's well known as a multidimensional business coach who helps people unlearn society's programmings so they can remember what got them connected to who they are and bring their message out and make a big impact on the world. So welcome to the podcast, Arabelle.
Thank you so much, Angela. I'm really happy and excited to be here.
So tell me, is there more to life than what we have now?
Well, definitely for me, in my case, there is a lot more in life than what we know or what we're taught growing up.
And so tell us your background, how you got to be who you are and what you're doing right now. Tell us, in a very short space of time.
Okay, all right, that's going to be really hard, but I'm going to try. Well, who I am is very hard to define because I say that I'm actually a little bit of everything. I'm an artist, but it's not in a way of, painting and playing music, but, really creating life the way I want it to be. And my background is I'm originally from Burma, and Burma used to be a country that is closed off from the rest of the world for decades. And so we have a really small and close and tight-knit society, which is good in a way. And at the same time, growing up, we were taught about a lot of things, how girls are supposed to be, because if you're a woman, you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to follow this path, you're supposed to go to school, get a lot of degrees, find a nice man, get married, have kids, da, da, da. I'm not saying it's wrong, but I realized that that wasn't for me, and I started to feel like I didn't really fit in. And skipping a few more years, and, I finally decided to get out of the country. And that was when I was really on the path of getting into 4 major accidents within a span of 10 years' time. And so do you want me to go into details about the accidents and how it has transformed my life and what made me to who I am today?
Share what you want to share.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Those 4, I'll just give you a very little bit information about those accidents because it's going to be a long story. So the first one that I had was like a major car accident, and we were on a road, and then this military truck carrying arm explosives, apparently they were in a hurry and they didn't see a car. So the next thing I knew, I was literally under the truck. So my car was smashed. However, I only had very, very minor injury to my and everyone's surprise. And after that, I got my both bones in my left leg broken. And by that time, my mother was already thinking, how come all these bad things happening to me in my life? This is not good. And my mom is a bit superstitious in that sense. But to me, I was just like, it's just another accident. That's fine. But then after that, the third accident was I was admitted to the hospital because I thought it was gastric pain. It turned out to be internal bleeding. And then the fourth one was, again, I ended up in the emergency, but that time I was diagnosed with anxiety disorder.
So stuff going on. So how did that affect where you are now?
Oh, definitely. So, you know, after the last, the fourth accident, I was actually lying on the hospital bed when they were running all these tests. And I got better after about an hour or 2 hours lying on the bed. And the doctor came back and said that I have anxiety disorder. And that's when I was really asking myself a question that I don't have anxiety disorder. Or wait, do I? And why am I going through all these accidents? And that's when I realized that, you know, in a way, life was giving me this blaring alarm that I wasn't on my path. You know, now that I have gone through all of that, it's time for me to wake up and look at my life where I was. And by that time, I was really successful in my corporate career. I was already making six-figure salary, which is out of the norm in my family and in the society and in my society. And, you know, but I wasn't happy. I wasn't on my right, the right path. So that's when I started to find out, okay, what is my purpose? You know, that question that people ask when they hit that point, one point in their life. And so that's when I was like, okay, what do I want to do? What gets me excited? What makes me feel fulfilled in life and feel meaning, you know, that life is meaningful and it's not about the material things? And that's when I started this journey of, you know, doing the transformational work and, you know, business coaching. Yeah.
So how do you, because many people would have had your history and had all that stuff going on, and lots of people would have just thought, well, you know, that's just my bad luck and I'm just going to get more and more bad luck. And then doctors told me I've got anxiety disorder and that's just going to be my life forever. So there must have been something, some type of process that went through your mind that said, no, I'm actually not going to, I'm not going to accept that. And everything that's happened to me has happened for a reason. It's not just all bad luck. Something, there must have been some process, because many people would just go, my life's crap, I'm not going to do anything, and just kind of stayed where they were.
So yeah.
What was your big driver to really look deep inside to say, you know, there's got to be something different?
Yeah, I think, well, the first thing that a lot of people in my family and my friends call me that I'm being Miss Positive. So sometimes they get really annoyed because ever since I was very young, I don't know what it is, but I just try and see things from a different perspective. And I think it, I just think that it's exciting to try and see it from the other side that people don't see, and point people that, hey, that's actually another way here, you know? It's not just, it's not only 3 + 3 = 6. It's also 2 + 4 and 4 + 2 and 1 + 5. So I don't know what it is, but I've always been like that. And another thing is that I wouldn't say that I'm 24/7 positive. I've had my moments of, you know,
yeah,
like,
we all do, don't we?
Yeah. And there were times when I, there were a few times when I hit rock bottom as well. However, I think the, I think everybody has that voice in them that really is trying to get their attention.
Yeah.
But it's just a matter of how willing are we to pay attention to that voice, because we're so used to listening the outside noises that we, you know, we automatically, what do you call it, turn down the volume of that little voice inside us. So I guess I've always been very good at listening to that voice, which we call intuition, gut feeling, guardian angel, higher self, whatever you want to call it. It's that little voice inside you. And I guess I really paid attention to that.
And it's interesting because most children have that gut instinct, that intuition, but as they get older, it tends to go for whatever reason, as you say, because of society, the way they're brought up. But you obviously held on to that. And then people say to you, you know, it's almost like it's a negative that you miss positive. So it's like, what's wrong with being miss positive? Isn't that what we want?
Yes, exactly. I was just having a chat with my mom last night, and she was again saying that, well, so Miss Positive, what do you have to tell me today?
Yeah, that's almost like a put down, isn't it? It's like, hang on a minute. But so tell us about your book that you've written. Little business book, The Insider's Guide to Starting a Passionate Business from Scratch. And I want to know really about this starting a passionate business, because that's totally different to starting a business.
Yeah, okay, cool. So when I started my business, I've had two other businesses before, but I did that for experiment and just for excitement, but they weren't really my passion business. So now, this time, when I decided to start this business, I really asked myself, what kind of business do I want? And I don't want to just get myself out of my corporate job and then become that, do the same thing again where I'm just stuck in my job 24/7, not being able to do anything. So then what are my values? So my values are that I want, what do I want? I want adventure. I want to help people. I want to have that meaning for my business. So then that's when I decided to, do this transformational, because I was formerly a clinical psychotherapist. However, I just find that business excites me. So then I was thinking, okay, what's the gap in the market? Mm-hmm. I know there are a lot of business coaches out there. I know there are a lot of, I'll just put it under the umbrella of mindset coaches, but, psychotherapists, life coaches, a lot of people in that area as well. So I was thinking, okay, so for the target market that I am looking at, the gap is that somebody who can really give them the step-by-step approach for them to start a business that they're passionate about. Because the block that a lot of people have is that when they're passionate about something, they feel that they shouldn't turn it into a business.
That's
because
right.
It's wrong.
You can't make money from what you're passionate about.
Yeah. And I'm the living proof that that's what I'm doing now. And I've been working with a lot of women like that now, that you can monetize your passion. And so, that's the basis of the book. We're giving them step-by-step approach so that they can get started, because especially if they are creatives or if they're so passionate about what they're doing, when it comes to the business side of thing, they get a bit stuck and lost as to where to start, what to do next. So that's what really the book is about.
So tell us, what are the main steps that anyone needs to take, whether or not they're already in business or they want to start a business, to basically create a business from their passion that's going to make them money, give them success, allow them to make a difference in the world? What are the key steps they need to take?
Yeah, the first thing that I always work with whenever I run workshops or work one-on-one with my clients is that even if you have an idea or even if you already are in business, I want to make sure that your idea is actually profitable. Because yes, you need to be passionate about your idea, but if there is no one who's going to buy that, then it's not really a business. So the first step is to really verify that this is my idea, this is what I'm passionate about. Okay, take it to the market and tell them, okay, if I deliver you this idea in, say, A and B and C, three different ways, choose one, which one would you like best? And basically you're verifying. And then people will say, B. Okay, cool. So that's what I'm going to do. So they then start packaging them in a way that people would want them, and in also a way that will give them the freedom in their business. Now, I'm not saying that from day one, if you are starting a passionate business, then you can just sit back, relax, and do nothing.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be nice, very nice. But you still have to put in a lot of effort and work. However, once you have put in the right strategy and the right steps, then that's when you can really learn to do more with less.
And one of the things I find, and probably where a lot of businesses, particularly when they're first starting up, they have trouble getting their message out. They know what they're passionate about, but they have trouble explaining that to the outside world so that they can get it as well. And that's where I think a lot of people have a little bit of trouble, because it's like, and particularly when people, if they're in natural therapies or in different type of services that aren't kind of, there's lots of people out there called business coaches, but how are you different and how do you bring your passion in and how do you get your message out there that, how unique you are. How do people do that?
Yeah. So do you want me to give you an example using Business Coach or?
Give us an example, because I think that's really important, because that's where I see it with so many people. I've had the same issue myself over the years. It's like, how do you get your passion out of you and to the world so they understand it?
Yeah. And when I that's a great question. And that was definitely something that I struggled with when I first started, because this business is completely different from the first two businesses that I did. And, you know, and I used to go to a lot of networking events, and whenever I meet people, they would ask me, so Arabelle, what do you do? And I would say, oh, I'm a business coach. Oh, you're a business coach. Yeah, there are a lot of them out there.
That's right.
Yeah. And at first, the first thing is defense, but then I just said in my head that thank you so much for saying that. This is a great feedback. Now I need to know how I can differentiate myself. So I started really studying a lot of other business coaches out there who I resonate with. And I look at them, okay, what is making them stand out? There are some who is positioning themselves as the luxury lifestyle kind of business coaches, and that's fine. And then there are other business coaches who, you know, position themselves as, you know, work with me for 3 months and then you will make six figure. So there are other business coaches out there like that. And then I was thinking, okay, that's not me. Then what can I do? And so I was thinking, okay, with all the transformational work that I have been working on myself, you know, I do a lot of mindset, personal development, spirituality, a whole lot of other different modalities of, you know, working inside out. And I was thinking, well, if I just keep all of this to myself, what's the point? So what if I actually use that in my business? And really, if I look at business, people think that business is separate from your personal life. Mm. Business is separate from your health, spirituality, or family, or whatever it is. But to me, they're all really the same, because business is you, who you are.
Particularly when you have a passionate business.
Exactly. And it's an extension of who you are. And so that's when I realized that, well, actually, what I'm doing is, what I can share people, I don't teach people, because nobody needs to be taught. You know, people, that's why I also say that people actually know, they just need to unlearn some of the stuff that they learned over the years growing up, so that they can really go back to who they are and get connected. And that's when I say the multidimensional aspects of business, you know, sharing people about life, spirituality, transformation, removing and overcoming blocks. And you know, and really just setting up a business that's simple but effective and really profitable. Yeah, profitable. So then that's how I started differentiating myself. And when I'm aligned, I didn't even need to try hard. It was just easy. It just happened.
And that's a really important thing, isn't it? Because I was actually having a conversation this morning with my coach. And one of the things we're talking about is that when you're in flow and everything just works. And I watched a video from Jodie Jealous, and I'm not too sure if you know of her, but she put a video out the other day, and she was going to do a kickboxing fight, and then she decided not to because someone asked her, what are you fighting for? And then she realized that she, or in her business, in her life, she continually fought. And I think this is one of the things that women in particular do, is that we've taken on the masculine energy and we think we have to fight for everything. We've got to work hard for anything, because it can't be that easy that we just do what we love and it all just works.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that belief in our head that, you know, if you're going to be successful, you've got to work hard, you've got to work your butt off, you've got to be stressed, you've got to have this, because anything else is too easy, and if you get it too easy, well, it's not right.
Yeah.
And it just amazes me that, you know, then this is a big belief that people have, and it's one of the beliefs I work with my clients on, and I'm sure you do the same thing.
Definitely. Those limiting beliefs and mindset blocks are the major things, especially because I work mainly with women, that I see in women when they're starting a business is that, you know, you can give them the best coach in the world, the best strategies in the world. However, if they have this one little mindset block, that's just going to hold them back from achieving whatever it is that they want to achieve in their life or business.
So what do you see are the three biggest problems, issues, blocks that come up for the women that you work with? And then how does what you do solve those problems?
So the first thing when people come to me is that, Arabelle, I need marketing and pricing strategy. And that's what they come to me with. And I say, okay, I will help you. And then as we dig more deeper and deeper, the second thing that I found is exactly what we just talked about, the mindset blogs. If I have to give you a very quick example, I was working with this client of mine just a couple of weeks ago, and we've actually been working for a few months now, but she hasn't really seen any progress in her business. And so we were saying, okay, so let's just stop everything and let's just analyze what's happening here. And what happened is that every task that I give her, she's not executing it. And I said, you know, so I started asking questions and we went through the whole session of, you know, trying to find out what the root cause is. And to cut the story short, what really is happening is that she is somehow having a change of heart towards her husband. And because she's now growing as a person and she feels that he's not. Mm-hmm. So she feels that because she has committed in this marriage, she can't get out of it because it's a marriage. And she feels she is putting that same frame on her business as well. Once she's committed, what if she's had a change of heart? Is she going to be stuck here as well? And she doesn't know that because it's a subconscious thing. But, you know, because of that, she is self-sabotaging herself. And every task that I'm giving her, she's not doing it, but she didn't know why she's not doing it. So that's the second thing that a lot of women have that I see is the second. Did you say three challenges?
Yeah,
that's the second challenge. And the third one is really about putting themselves out there. I say that, you know, if you're running a business, whether you like it or not, you still need to put yourself out there, whether it's offline or online. Because, again, it comes back to their fear of being criticized, fear of being judged, fear of failure. And so I say that in business, it's 80% is mindset and 20% is mechanics. And those are the three things that I see.
And so obviously you work on people's mindsets. Is there anything else that you do to actually get people through those blocks?
Yeah, so if I'm doing one-on-one, because I do it over Skype, so I just do those sessions over Skype, you know, ask questions. However, when I run workshops, I go deeper into that. So I would do a lot more exercises, you know, I would do a lot of meditations, I would do a bit of, I would call it hypnotherapy, but hypnotherapy and meditation, they're sort of very similar. And I would also use a lot of different other modalities. I'm also an NLP practitioner, so I use NLP and, you know, and I also use a lot of sound healing. I find that sound healing can really shift people's energies. So if it's in person in workshops, that's what I do. But if it's over Skype, I would just do, you know, ask them the right questions. Yeah. And I find that the answers are, you know, you can only find the answers when you ask the right questions.
That's right. And the answers are always there. You've already got the answers, don't you?
Yes.
Everyone always has the answers. They just don't know how to untap them or
yes.
release them.
Yes.
So have you got one big message that you want to share to our listeners today?
Yeah, definitely. I would just say that whatever that they want in their life, just listen to their gut feeling and go for it. There will always be this logical mind kicking in and saying, you're going to fail. You're not going to make it. It's dumb. It's so stupid. Why are you even thinking about that? Just put all of those things aside and just follow your gut, and you will be amazed once you have moved past all those challenges. Everything is so well deserved.
When you just listen, for me, it's that time in the shower mm-hmm. when all those things just come up. It's like,
yeah.
Or when you very first wake up in the morning, before all the thoughts have come into your head to tell you what you can't do. And you just listen to what comes up, because I quite often just ask a question before I go to sleep.
Yeah.
So that the first thing in the morning, the answer is there. And mm-hmm. and that's where, you know, it's like, okay, it's trusting to actually take that was the answer you were meant to get. And that's where obviously your gut intuition comes in to say, yeah. okay, well, whatever came up there for, it came up for a reason. Mm-hmm. It's up to me now to grab that and do something with it. Or
yeah.
I let it go and someone else is going to get it.
Okay, that, I totally agree, yes.
Which is, have you read Elizabeth Gilbert's new book, Big Magic?
Yes, I love it.
Yeah, so she says, you know, you get the idea, you get the creative idea, but if you don't hold on to it and do something with it, it'll go back and someone else will get it.
That's exactly what I was thinking last night, because I had this idea of what I want to do here in Perth. I want to get like a big gathering of people, that it was just all in my head. And then last night a friend of mine called me and she said, you know, Arabelle, I want to do this. And I'm like, there you go again, Elizabeth Gilbert.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's like, yeah. okay, grab an idea, hold on to it, do something with it, or just allow it to go back to where it came from, because someone else is going to take that idea up for you.
Yes,
Which means the idea is not gone, because you never owned it in the first place anyway.
Yes.
So I've got another little bit of a, this is a bit of a question I ask everybody at the end of the podcast. It's a bit of fun. Who is your celebrity crush and why?
Oh, that's a tough question. I don't really watch TV, sorry.
What about movies? What about singers?
Okay, let me think quick.
This is seeing how quickly you can think on your feet.
Yeah, I really have no idea. I would just say Chris Hemsworth.
Uh-huh. I don't need to ask why on that, do I?
Yeah, because he's Thor. I don't know. He's the first one that came into my mind.
Well, that's a reason for that.
Yeah, I think so.
his family actually live local to me.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't know if they still are, but they used to be based over here, Sydney, on the Northern Beaches. And
yeah.
he used to come over here, actually, when he was at Home and Away, he used to live here. So, yes.
Yeah.
His brothers. So how can our listeners learn more about you, find out about you, experience what you do? Because you are over in Perth, which is the other side of the world for me, almost. Other side of Australia anyway, but I've got listeners who are all around the world. How can they find out more about what you do?
Well, first of all, I think I'm moving to Byron in a couple of months, so
I'll be
closer to you. Yes. Well, they can find me through my website, which is www.arabelleyee.com, or through my Facebook with my name, Arabelle Yee, or they can find me on Instagram and Twitter as well, but I'm more active on Facebook.
Okay, so we'll make sure all those links are up on the show notes when we post this podcast with the blog post. And I just really want to thank Arabelle for joining us today, and I hope everyone has learned a little bit more about maybe some of the blocks that might be stopping them from creating their own passionate business. Now, if you've got any questions, please leave them under the blog post at www.angelacouncil.com. If you want to hear more of these interviews, I love doing these interviews, getting to meet so many different people, women, men, and just learning about what they're doing. You can subscribe to us on iTunes while you're over there. Leave me a 5-star rating, because I love those 5-star ratings. Give me some feedback. Let me know. Also, for Android users, we also are on Stitcher, so you can actually also subscribe over there as well. And until next week, I want to thank you all for joining us, and from my heart to yours, infinite love and gratitude. See you then. Bye.
If stress is affecting your business, your relationships, or your health, or if you would just like to have a little less stress in your life, then join me for the free 14-day stress-free living challenge that starts on February 15th. To find out more, visit www.angelacouncil.com/stress-free-living-challenge. Pop over, and I hope to see you on the challenge soon. Bye for now.